Hi boys, hi, this is Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny. I'm calling from the Happy Oaks Trailer Park Family Bar and Grill, where I just started my waitressing job with Loretta, my best friend. That's why I'm not there today, but I thought maybe I could just call in and, you know, do the intro to the show, because, you know, I was production assistant until I had to take this third job. Because, you know, my boyfriend and I, Jermaine, we're now back together, and he needed me to pay his bills, so I'm here at the restaurant. But I thought maybe I could do the intro, and you can just play this. So I'll start now. So, hi everybody, hi, this is Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny, one-time production assistant to Sunday Morning Mimosa, and now I'm back to interning, because I had to get a job, because my boyfriend, Jermaine, you know, needed me to help him pay his bill, so I took this third job. So if everyone could take a seat, we'll get started. James and Steven will be out in just a minute. Okay, Gil, are we all set? Obviously, you know, I'm not there, I'm just pretending I'm there. But you can just play this, and people will hear it, right, boys? Okay, okay, Gil, are the boys ready? Are we all set? All right, everybody, and we're on in 5, 4... Hit it!
That's hot.
Do you love it?
Hello,
oh,
everybody.
Hey guys.
How are ya?
How is everyone doing?
How are ya? Everybody, take a seat. Take a seat. We'll get started in just a second. Hi, Vula, Nico.
Look at that.
How are you?
I feel like Vula has a new dress on every time.
Every time. Every
I think it's like her day to come out and party with
No
us.
More house coat for Vula. You look
That's
gorgeous.
Vula.
Gorgeous in your hair.
Bring out the sequins.
Are you going down to Antoinette on 30th? Like Aunt Gina?
Oh, well.
All right, let's get situated. We have a big show today. We're so excited.
Oh, my God.
I can't even, I'm beside myself. As you know, we're coming upon our third anniversary.
I know. Can't
3 years.
It.
I can't even take it. I can't take it.
Can't get it.
And in celebration of our our 3 years, we are going to introduce somebody new to our troupe.
That's right.
But before we do that, let's introduce ourselves.
That's right.
If you're just tuning in, what rock do you live under?
I know, right?
James.
And I'm Steven.
And you're listening to the world's funniest internet comedy show, Sunday Morning Mimosa. And how are ya? That's what we say today. How are ya? Because we make our mimosas and we make them strong and have a couple in the green
just
room.
Just the way we like it.
Have a couple in the green room.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little bit tipsy.
You know.
I can't take it any longer.
We have to introduce her.
Gil, is she ready? Our producer, Gil, everybody. How are you, Gil? She's all set? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited to introduce to the show a third co-host. It's like The View. We're becoming
Hello.
Like The View. I can't even take
We're
this.
We're becoming bigger and bigger.
I can't even take this. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Victoria.
How are you?
I'm so happy to be here.
Hello. Bye-bye. So happy to be here. Wow.
That's well, we're Victoria so excited. Va-va-va-voom. That's
it. Wow, I like that. I've never been called that.
I've been
called many things, but never that.
Well, hello.
Victoria va-va-va-voom. I love it.
Wow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Victoria. Victoria.
Hi, thank you so much. Wow, I'm so excited to be here.
Well, so, have a seat.
Okay, let me get situated.
Let's get situated.
Get a little mimosa in your hand.
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
Gil hooked me up.
There you go, Gil. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You live in Manhattan here.
I live in Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
I live in Union Square.
Uh-huh.
Can't beat it. Trader Joe's right there.
I'm sure.
Whole Foods. Don't really shop there much.
Whole Foods.
It's a little expensive. A little
whole
pricey.
Money, you know.
Whole money.
Got that farmer's market there.
Farmer's market. Supporting the farmers.
I like to be very green. As green as I can be.
Well.
You know,
so do Gina and Anita. They would like to be green.
They would like to be green.
She's been trying to get me to turn to the
green
side.
Really?
Yes.
Very interesting. Mm. All right, so let's go here. This is a new format. There's three of us here. Very different.
Love it.
And Gil has some hot topics for us.
Okay.
All right.
Bring them on, Gil.
Presidential debate this past Tuesday. Victoria, go.
Can I say I almost fell asleep? I mean, it was a little bit boring. I'm not going to lie.
Well,
I feel like I've heard them say the same thing over and over again. Nothing really new.
Is there anything you're looking for them to talk about that you haven't heard them say?
Personally, I found them talking, when they talked about Darfur, and about going in for humanitarian reasons, using force. Mm. To me, that was interesting. But other than that, I mean, I've been hearing the same thing for weeks.
And Steven?
Well, you know, I just... You know, they're never going to say anything that's going to, like, knock our socks off. You know, they really, they're really not. And you wait. You wait for that moment where someone's going to drop the ball.
Like with Sarah Palin.
Yeah, like, you really do. And even her, like, she didn't drop the ball in the vice presidential debate. She didn't. I mean, there were times where, like, she flubbed
up.
Well,
I mean.
She never answered a question
she never
other
answered,
than.
No, but she.
She answered one question.
Exactly.
She answered one question, and that was no to the gays.
No, oh,
down
yeah.
with gays.
Oh, yeah, that was clear.
That was, yeah,
clear
no.
as all day.
Even the moderator was like, good, I'm glad we can all agree.
But, you know.
To hell with the gays. Let's move on.
I love that. And the funniest thing about that, going back to the vice presidential debate, was when she was so keen on being like, it was like when someone says, oh yeah, I have a gay friend, or I have a black friend, or I have like a, you
so
know.
I know all about it.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh I yeah. So like to tie it all through, oh yeah, I have people like that in my family.
No,
I was like, are you kidding me?
I've never met them.
Yeah.
They're
never
not
met
welcome
them.
At Thanksgiving.
No, and, here's my favorite. I just have to say this.
Yeah.
I'm very
Go
passionate
ahead.
About this.
Go ahead.
I'm tolerant of the gays.
Oh yeah.
I'm tolerant.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't care what you are.
Yeah.
I think we all should aspire to be more than tolerant.
Tolerant.
I know.
Like, what?
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
work with a Mexican. I tolerate him. But I'm not going to say that. No, I'm kidding.
Well,
no, I do. Do I work with a Mexican? I think I do work with a Mexican.
Do you?
Well.
Oh.
What's his name?
Well.
Who cleans?
Pedro?
I don't know.
No,
I'm kidding. But no, I mean, my point is, like, I try not to see, especially living in the city, there's so many... I mean, there's no majority. Everyone's, like, a minority here in the city. And I think that...
I mean, point blank for a vice president
to say
that she tolerates
that,
a group.
Yeah, in that way.
It's
to
just,
say, yeah. It wasn't
I mean,
right.
ridiculous.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, what do we expect? She's from Alaska.
All right, we're getting too political here. Let's get funny.
All right.
Let's get funny.
A maverick.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of politics
yes.
and the election and the debate...
Mm-hmm.
I am so excited that this past week, SundayMorningMimosa.com, along
That's
with
right.
Crescent Street Films,
mm-hmm.
released the first video in a series of four of our Aunt Anita and Aunt Gina talking about the election.
I know.
Actually, I saw it.
Did you like
yes,
that?
Yes, yes. I got that link from you. It was it was fabulous.
It's
fabulous.
Quite something.
Really. Yeah.
So
really.
I think we should have them come out.
Are they here? Are they here today?
They are here. You haven't heard them?
No.
Oh,
they're
God.
They're
in the back.
I was in the back, so
okay.
I knew, yeah.
Okay. Can we get... Are they ready, Gil? I see their feet over there behind the door. I see them...
You can see the heels.
Doing the pee-pee dance or something.
Little shuffle over there.
Little shuffle. All right.
Shuffle
Ladies and gentlemen, our favorite showgirls, who just happen to be our aunts, Anita M. Buffum and Gina Marie Ritali. Come on in, ladies.
Oh,
hello.
How are you?
Hello.
I'm not. No, I saw them, though.
The other
one.
They were the other loud
one. Oh, well.
They were horrible. I mean,
there was a lot of Afro Puerto Rican.
Something going on in the back.
They
you know,
well,
we had to put them in the back, you know.
Isn't your manager half Mexican?
Well, she's our manager. She is. Well, she's half Jewish. She's a Mexi-Jew.
Jewerican Ryan. I don't even know.
Puerto-Ricish?
I don't even know.
I don't even know what she is anymore.
Well, she was fabulous, and I met
her.
We were the stars of the show.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
All right, ladies.
Come on.
Let's
bring it on in.
Let's get down to speaking of election and economics, brass tacks. Let's get down to it. All right.
Give it to
ladies. You are the stars of the
election
videos done by us and Crescent Street Films.
Can't get enough of it.
Let's talk about that.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
The videos, give it to us. Give it to us straight. What's going on?
Well, to be honest, like I say in the video, I didn't even know there was an election going on.
We had no idea.
I didn't. This got cut from the video, but I'll tell you here. I didn't even know there was an election going on until I was at Key Food. What's her name there? Brenda Walsh. What's the one?
Shannon
Doherty.
Yeah,
was on the cover
right.
of Us Weekly.
Us Weekly.
And it said, finally... my side of the story, picked it up, and
I was reading through. You told me about it.
So I was dying to hear Brenda Walsh's story, finally, after all these years, and I'm flipping through, and I see this gorgeous blonde, Cindy McCain.
Well, hello.
And
who knew?
So I started reading about her. I had no idea, really. Yeah. And then it came about the election, and what's his name there?
McCain?
Robert McCain?
John McCain.
And about the election, and I said to myself, wait a minute, is this 2008, and I went back in my head a few years, 2004 was George Bush.
Bush and Dick Kerry.
And then I went back 4 more years.
Which was the Clinton, no, was Bush and oh God, what the hell is his name?
Barrow.
No, was it? No, Gore.
I don't,
Gore.
That's right.
Remember that?
Well, then I was calculating in my head, and I went back, and then there was a leap year. I remember that. There was a leap year. So
you remember,
and then
I
realized that it was a leap year that I found out I couldn't have kids.
Oh God!
Remember that? Then I did the math and I realized that this year, in fact, was an election year.
Well, hello.
And then I saw you.
You found out
from
me. Hello, when I was talking about all those views that I've been watching on TV.
Oh,
the
View.
Oh Lord. Oh God.
Well, I've been watching Wendy Williams. I've been watching Wendy.
I don't like her.
Well, I mean,
she's a little too chairs to work for me.
Well, I like to, be in tune with all different types of people.
Okay.
As you know, I'm very open-minded.
You know, she kind of reminds me of the girls at the church. I'm just going to put it out
there.
Well,
and you don't come there anymore,
I wouldn't
expect you to walk.
You won't see me down there.
Well, the ladies at the church do have strong opinions, like Wendy Williams.
Well,
but that's why I tune in, because I like to hear what she has to say, and she's very
Joy Behar has big opinions, and I love her.
Well, anyway, so it's an election year.
That's right.
And
so much going on.
Well,
Crescent Street Films.
I have to say, that's true. Crescent Street Films is filming us. We're doing this series of stuff. Well, I guess it's because we also, up to date on what is going on.
That's right. And you know what? I feel that for our age, we are really in tune to what the youth is putting out there.
You are.
It's true. And
I
also
agree.
Because we also, in tune, because we both watch The View.
Of course.
And we both watch Oprah. I watch Wendy Williams. You watch Montel.
Yes.
Well, I do tune in every Wednesday for
Sylvia Brown. Oh, Lord. That got me to watch him.
And Ellen. Oh, well, I definitely watch Ellen.
She just got married.
I know.
Did you see that dance?
Not in God's eyes.
But, no.
No. But what are you going to do?
All right.
Yeah. Now you're talking like Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous, Sarah Palin. Gorgeous.
I think she needs to let her hair down.
It needs to be something. She should see, what's her name? I won't go there.
Oh, Antoinette.
Down at
she could do some beautiful little hoy lights. I think she needs to lighten up her color.
Well, she definitely needs more color
in
her face and her makeups. And I actually was wondering if there was any way, I don't know, James, Victoria, or Stephen, if you could get in contact with her through the show here. I'd like to do a Mary Magdalene makeover on her.
How fabulous would
that be? Something.
I mean, look at that face. It's like a beige palette.
I don't know if I can get her.
What
though.
Is Mary Magdalene makeup?
Mary Magdalene Cosmetics. It's our life,
it boggles
really.
My mind that
we
you don't
know
about this.
It's kind of like, Mary Kay or Avon.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much better.
Well, because we sell color, really, is what we specialize in. The reds and the pinks and the
purples
and the greens.
Fuchsia.
The turquoise. All of that. And I would really like to give some of that to Sarah Palin. Cindy McCain knows what she's doing.
That's right.
She really does.
That's right.
I think she uses Mary Magdalene.
Oh, I believe so.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's funny because I was watching the debate. Well, I wasn't really watching, but it was on. And I caught Cindy McCain in the background.
Oh, yeah.
And I noticed that she, her face, her foundation, her...
Mm-hmm.
was very similar to yours.
Oh.
And the one that you used to cover up your black eyes.
Well, all right. Well, we all do what we have to do, to cover up whatever we need to
cover. Well, and Mary Magdalene makes a great cover-up.
Oh, fantastic.
Wonderful. For if, a can of soup hits you in the eye, or a cereal box falls down from the fridge and hits you in the eye like it does with you.
All the time. I mean, accidents happen all the time in my house. I can't get over it. I really don't. They call me the friggin' I don't even know what. I don't even know what. I'm so terrible in the kitchen.
But, ever since I gave you that tip of putting Vaseline on your face...
The boxes, they just slide right off.
Yes.
And let's not talk about the cans.
Well, regardless, the Mary Magdalene duck and cover-up works wonderful.
Oh, I can't even talk about
duck and cover.
I'm
leave the house without it.
No.
Don't leave the house without it.
Not at our age.
No, but you know what, Duol?
You both look gorgeous.
Yeah.
We need to get moving, don't
That's
we?
It. We are so busy.
No.
Trisha's got
a holiday show.
She's got us on a rigorous schedule. Trisha.
Working out all that. We have a new choreographer, Armando.
Oh, Lord.
I think he's
really?
Going to
I don't even know what.
Armando.
Oh, Lord.
Wonderful.
He has such elaborate questions.
He's so limber.
Oh, my Lord.
I can't even.
I even haven't done things with my legs. In years,
you should see what
he's gotten me to do something. Let me tell you that.
And the squats,
Lord.
The leg lifts, and the
Lord.
Back bends, and the bend overs, and the.
I'm lucky I can walk after coming out of that.
Well, sometimes
rehearsal.
I can't. That's true.
Well,
that's
hello.
True. Really
and Mr. Buffin's not
you
even
can't
home.
Wait to see.
I'm so excited.
No, well, actually, he's supposed to be home this weekend from China or Asia or something.
Well, something.
Well, he's away on business, like
okay.
he usually is.
Well,
so
you know.
I can't wait for that.
Well,
I think we're gonna go to the steakhouse over there on Ditmas.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Have you heard? What's the new name of that?
I don't remember, but I know they
New
have a buffet,
Orleans,
so
right?
we're going to go. Something like that.
Oh, God.
There's a buffet, so.
Well, can I come with you?
I don't see why not. Oh,
right.
Speaking of buffets and the election, I can't believe I forgot to talk about this.
Oh, Lord.
The ladies of the church, I know.
Oh.
I know.
All right. You had to start with
Well,
that.
Listen, you're going to change your tune in just a second.
Okay.
They are having a buffet luncheon
Ooh.
On November 4th after the voting.
Get out of here.
Well, I mean, I don't vote, but
no.
I think I'm going to show up to the luncheon.
Well,
so
you better vote
go
this
vote.
Year.
Well, I mean, I might.
You have
sure.
to.
I hope so.
You have to vote.
All I know is I'm going to vote for Cindy McCain.
Well, I don't think you can.
You can't.
Are you sure?
No, I don't think it's possible.
You can't.
It's not.
Well, I wish I could. You know, her husband, Robert...
John McCain.
John McCain, right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? He nailed the hammer on the head when he paid her this remarkable compliment right in front of the press.
No.
A few years
what?
Back.
I don't buy
told
it.
Told her something about her makeup being gorgeous.
Oh, well.
Pinned the nail on the head when he called her a trollop.
Oh,
I know. I don't.
Get
I said,
I don't think that's a compliment.
Well, I strive to become a trollop.
I know.
What's a trollop?
Well.
It's not good.
Well, I read about it in the Mary Magdalene pamphlet. That's all I know.
Okay.
So.
Well, you know, then it's got to be good.
It's got to be good.
Got to be good.
Anyway. All right. We love
well,
you, dolls. We love you, both.
We
love
you, too.
We gotta go. Oh, my God.
Do you have
been
to?
Rambling. Have you been rambling?
No.
Lord,
no.
Everyone
does.
On. You better
everyone
get out of here. You better
right,
get
go.
Out of here.
So nice
oh, sorry
to
meet you, Victoria.
Yes, we'll see you there.
We'll
see you there.
You guys look fabulous.
Thank you,
Dawn.
And you know what? I have some duck and cover for you. You take this. For the bags under the eyes.
Yes.
Oh,
I suffer from the same problem.
You gotta watch out.
I suffer from the same
As
problem.
As the winter comes, you get really pale in the skin, and those black eyes come right out.
They do, especially as the cold winter here.
And can
in
we
city.
Talk about, look at this, poor Gina over here. She uses it for these deep crow feet.
Well,
you just
oh,
put
I
it
see
on.
Them.
You know,
I see them,
it's really hard for me. I need to get some of the, you know, aging cream.
The Botox surgery.
Well, that too.
Whatever.
Well, that's in
right.
McCain.
We gotta go. Okay.
Okay.
It was so
okay.
nice meeting you.
Oh, James, Stephen.
Oh, oh, we love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye. All right.
Okay.
Bye. All right,
bye.
Bye.
Well.
Wow.
Someone needs to talk to Anita and get her head straight.
Yes.
I thought
before
they were
the election.
I mean, I know they're your aunts, so.
So what do you really think?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I know. No,
sorry.
I mean, I think they're great. They're characters. I mean.
What are you gonna do?
They're very entertaining.
It's true. It's
what,
true.
What can you do? You know, they have that old school mentality.
And going along with the election theme,
yeah.
Gil's giving me the sign to keep it moving. Can we talk about The View and Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
Oh, gosh.
What was happening there?
Well,
I love The View. I don't love when I can't hear what's going on because they're all
jib-jabbing.
Talking over each other.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Right.
Well, that joy. I can't even talk
really
about it.
You know, I
can't understand
Walsh
why
actually
she doesn't hit her harder with all those like questions that she has for her.
Well,
I mean, she should not take her. She's
not
taking any
of you.
That's
God,
I mean, if there was
right
Barbara, girl. There would be no view.
Well,
that's
true,
my nerve.
Whoopi has said
she,
that neither one.
She does.
She really hits my
yeah.
nerve. I can't take
I,
it anymore.
I really,
you know what?
I
really,
think
Barbara really
thinks
someone should just slap her across the face.
Oh!
That's all the time we have today.
Really?
I know.
Wow. Time flies by when you're having fun.
Really?
I know. And this
really
is
sorry.
Your first show.
I know. I can't believe it's over.
I was just going to say, I'm really sorry that your whole first show was taken up by Anthony and Angie.
Oh, no. You know what? It was an honor to meet them. I mean,
I'm
saw
sure.
them in the duplex. I'm excited to see them again.
You're going
to
have to get used to it, though, because
they stop by a lot.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Quite often.
Quite often.
You know?
So, Victoria.
Yeah.
See you next week?
Absolutely. I'd love to come back.
Awesome.
Perfect. Great. And hopefully every week after that. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you check out Aunt Anita and Aunt Gina at the Duplex on October 30th. They'll be guests at Danny Leary's a comedy show. Oh my gosh, I totally
forgot. On the Rocks?
On the Rocks.
Yeah.
Oh,
good
look
one.
At you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Look at you.
That memory of mine.
I'm going to watch my job here. Watch my back. Danny
no,
Leary,
no.
On the Rocks.
That's for you, James.
Thank you. Thank you. On the Rocks with Danny Leary, October 30th at the Duplex.
Excited to see that.
Starring Antonita and Aunt Gina. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you next week. And don't forget to check out the new video blogs at www.sundaymorningmimosa.com. I'm sorry. www.youtube.com/sundaymorningmimosa.
That's right. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.